USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Massachusetts State Police arrested 11 heavily armed individuals following an hours-long standoff that started at around 4 a.m. off an interstate highway. During a traffic stop early Saturday morning, a group of men carrying rifles and handguns, State Police Colonel Christopher Mason told Boston 25 News that the men have identified themselves as part of a group called Rise of the Moors, a group that does not recognize our laws. Mexico state-owned oil company said Friday it suffered a rupture in an undersea gas pipeline in the Gulf of Mexico.
This was the scene after an undersea gas pipeline ruptured, causing flames to bubble up from beneath the surface. That is unreal. Crews battled the blaze for hours trying to put it out. Ultimately, they did.
Audio courtesy NBC News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat brought around, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That is one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.